The Earth's atmosphere, the blanket of gases which surrounds our planet, is one of the key components of the global ecosystem. Unless there's a gale blowing, we tend to forget about the air that's all around us. But without it, birds would not be able to fly, and they and us would die in minutes if deprived of the oxygen it contains. This oxygen has not always been there. It took hundreds of millions of years for the atmosphere to develop its present composition, a process which allowed life as we know it to evolve. The world's weather is caused by the interaction between the atmosphere, solar radiation and water. Weather varies both seasonally and between places. Life adapts to this variability, with deciduous trees shedding their leaves, many animals in temperate regions either migrating or hibernating in winter, and in areas where rainfall is very variable, such as deserts, some plants and animals lying dormant for months or even years until conditions are favourable. It may come as something of a surprise then to hear that the oxygen-rich atmosphere we're so dependent on has largely been generated over millions of years by living things, particularly green plants. During the first billion or so years of the Earth's existence, before chlorophyllic algae evolved, the Earth's atmosphere contained little oxygen. This oxygen is released through the process of photosynthesis, which is in turn the source of most of the energy in the biosphere. The atmosphere contains other gases besides oxygen. Carbon dioxide, for instance, is both produced as a byproduct of aerobic respiration and is essential for photosynthesis. Through these processes, the atmosphere and biosphere interact, each affecting the other through the cycling of essential gases between them. The world's weather is the most important factor in deciding the distribution of different ecosystems over the Earth's surface. Different combinations of organisms or biomes are adapted to maximize the potential of the very different conditions found in different places. The atmosphere is consequently not a static thing. Its composition changes over long periods of time through natural processes and can be affected by events such as volcanic eruptions. It's also increasingly affected by human actions. Elements such as sulfur and nitrogen enter the atmosphere and dissolve in water to make rain, which is naturally acid, but the pollutants which human activity has put into the atmosphere have drastically increased this acidity in areas such as northern Europe, causing the acid rain, which affects life in forests and lakes. Components of the atmosphere are also being altered indirectly by pollutants. Ultraviolet radiation damages biological molecules, and life on Earth would be very different without the protection provided by a thin layer of ozone, which acts as a barrier to almost all the ultraviolet radiation reaching the planet. Temporary holes in this ozone layer have now appeared over the poles due to pollutants called CFCs, and they're getting bigger.